This is KUT. Today we should find out whether or not Texas remains in the federal refugee resettlement program. Earlier this month, Texas officials threatened to leave the program if the feds didn't cap the number of people resettled here and beef up security measures for next year. But the federal agency in charge of the resettlement program says they don't have control over the number of refugees that come in, and they say the security measures in place are already tough enough. A deadline to negotiate the differences runs out today. So as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, nonprofit refugee service providers are preparing for the likelihood they will have to carry out the program themselves.
That sounds good.
Two women in colorful hijabs are running through a script prepared by their English teacher. They're standing in front of the class, shyly reciting their lines.
Thanks for inviting me to your house.
Are you hungry?
Yes, I am very hungry.
I will cook something.
This English class is held at a church in downtown Austin. There are several classes like this down the hall, too. Each class is geared toward different literacy levels. This is all a vital component of Interfaith Action of Central Texas's refugee outreach. Simone Talma Flowers, the group's executive director, says it's how the community here helps welcome refugees recently resettled in Austin.
We have to do as much as we can to ensure that they know that they belong. This is their home. They are welcome here.
And Flower says Texas has been doing a great job. She says there's a network of nonprofits, faith-based groups, and state government that work to help refugees get on their feet. And that robust infrastructure is part of the reason why the federal government resettles a lot of people here. Last year, roughly 7,000 refugees, mostly fleeing conflict zones in Africa and the Middle East, resettled in Texas. That's more than any other state in the country. And for decades now, there have been people like Erica Schmidt-Portnoy of Refugee Services of Texas making sure they have what they need when they get here.
Part of our job is to ensure that the minute they arrive, everything is in place for them. So we are securing an apartment before they arrive, furniture and household goods. So when they arrive, we pick them up at the airport and transport them to their new home, or what we hope will feel like their new home.
Schmidt-Portnoy says her group also makes sure children are enrolled in school. These families also get medical care, and they help them get a job. Another reason Texas gets a lot of refugees is because of the state's economy. It's just easier to find work here. Matan Mustafa went through all of this about 7 years ago. He was a translator in Iraq for the U.S. military and was later resettled here in Austin.
It's very overwhelming a process once you arrive here. It's just like you are in a tunnel with no light. Like you don't know like anything about this country. And you just have so many questions and you don't know where to start, basically. But the organization here does a really good job by becoming like the light by the end of the tunnel for our clients.
Mustafa says the help he got when he first arrived in Texas was also overwhelming.
I was surprised by how much the Austin community welcomed me here and welcomed my family. Wherever we go, there are always someone to help.
And that sense of Austin and Texas being a welcoming place for refugees is something that Simone Talma Flowers of Interfaith Action says will be lost if the state goes through with its threat to leave the federal resettlement program.
It sends a message that refugees are not welcomed. And that's very concerning to us because we are a welcoming community. And also too, it speaks volumes for the refugees that are already here.
Besides a message, if the state goes through with leaving the program, it means all this work will fall squarely to groups like Refugee Services and Interfaith Action. A designee will have to work directly with the feds from here on out, and that statewide infrastructure will have to be reworked. Some state workers could also lose their jobs. Erin Rippenkroger with Refugee Services of Texas says it will be an undertaking to shift that work to new groups.
You know, it's going to require the best that we have to work with the different folks that are going to be working with us to go through this process if it keeps moving forward. And most of us have never been through this process before.
But Rippenkroger says getting this done without interruptions in services is not an option. He says if this happens, groups will consult with other states that have programs run by nonprofits. Of course, Texas will be the biggest state with such a system. But mostly, Rippenkroger says it's disappointing that politics and negative rhetoric is hurting people who he says are just looking for a safe place to live. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.